The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kings basketball and Supporter Shield winners enter Miami.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-FREE.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, 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 can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program. What? You know, I'm not letting you call me a child ever again.
Why?
Look at you! You're doing coin tricks.
A quarter
is
hard to stand up.
Is that what you're so entertained by?
Yeah, a quarter is hard to stand.
You're easily amused.
I am.
The older easily amused.
He looks so concentrated.
He's so focused.
He's like, got it, nailed it,
nailed it.
Get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
Oh, it was big jacket cold.
Oh, is that what it was?
Wind down in the north.
Not really.
King of the north.
Mostly cloudy, but I would guess it's clearing up because the cold front is going through. Shockingly, with all these clouds, it was no rain. I would say right now it's about 60 degrees. And we got a brisk breeze coming out to the east. Maybe a tad bit out of the north, but mostly east. At about 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20.
What's the temperature you said?
It's got to be around 60.
I couldn't hear you through the rain. I'm sorry.
It is 69 degrees.
Oh, wow.
That's a major 10 degrees. You're almost 10 degrees off.
Yeah, because when I came in here, it was 50, 55.
Yeah, well, it's warming up.
Wearing that jacket.
That quick?
Yeah. Okay. The high will be today at 74.
Man. Headlines.
Right about the wind. I'm sorry. He was right about the wind.
He got most of it. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock of the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Dolphins will get back on the practice field today as they get ready for the Houston Texans. Big test. Dolphins already in the playoffs, basically. They got their playoff start now. Don't lose. Can't lose.
Nope.
Nah, they can't lose.
Can't lose.
So you said that thing. They're already in the playoffs.
They are already in the playoffs. The playoffs have started. You would disagree that the playoffs have started?
They're not in the playoffs.
They're not in the playoffs, but they are must win.
Their playoffs has started.
They're must win. They are must win.
We're saying the same thing.
No, we're not. No, you're not.
Because playoffs, if the playoffs start, that means if they lose, they go home.
Well, I mean, you go home to meaningless football. That's what happens.
Why are you adding meaningless football?
And when your boots on the ground in Cleveland, can you see if Mike McDaniel can handle the cold? I want to see if he's shivering or if he's bundled up this time.
Okay, I'll go down on the field and take a picture.
Yeah, let me know.
He's not going down on the field.
He's going to go down on the field.
Leroy's staying in the suite.
What?
Boots on the ground.
No, I go on the field.
Leroy, now you have to do it.
He's banging the drum.
I'm not banging
the drum. He's not banging the drum.
Come on, bang the drum.
If I bang drum, I'm going to be naked. I'm going to just...
Wait, what?
Wow. Now you have to do it.
Three drums. Jeez.
Now you have to do it.
You won't be that cold.
Huh?
You won't be that cold.
That's not science, J-Fig. That's not how it works.
That's exactly how it works.
May I ask, can we get somebody in to test what's running through her veins?
I don't know.
Because, like...
Cold blood.
She's always hot.
I'm hot right now.
She's hot. Right?
She's like,
and she's of the theory that if it's really cold, if you take off all your clothes, you'll be warmer.
Very strange.
It's true.
No.
Wait.
You're just finding new reasons to walk around naked.
J-Fig.
No, that just sounds wrong. No.
Okay, in the jacuzzi. Up in wherever you were with your friends.
Okay, I wasn't naked.
I mean, but it was snow on the ground and you were walking around in a bathing suit.
People do that.
You know what that was?
Was there anything heated?
Yeah, the moonshine.
No.
It was like no heated sauna, no heated jacuzzi
Jacuzzi was
in a jacuzzi, yes.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, you could be in a
Yeah, but as soon as you get out.
You're making it seem like you could survive in the cold better with those clothes.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Maybe that's J-Fig's version of getting a tan.
You ever hear frostbite?
Can I just tell you? Listen, of some of the things that you have said, and some of the things that Tobin has said, This is way worse.
Really?
If you take off your clothes in the cold, you'll be warmer.
It's true.
No, it's not true. What are you talking about?
J-Fig,
from my personal experience, J-Fig, that's how I feel.
That's your personal experience.
I feel colder when I have more stuff on me.
J-Fig, your experience means
minus
you were drunk
one.
As a skunk.
Yes!
I don't just go around drunk everywhere. That's
you know what?
You expect me to think you're like, doing in the mountains of Tennessee.
You're like Will Ferrell. You know what? You're like Will Ferrell talking about we're going streaking. No. It's hot! I'm so hot right now! Woo, I'm hot! That's you! I'm just saying, do you know how ridiculous that sounds?
You my boy, Blue.
I guess you're pointing me out. Spirit Leroy, I got you.
You're my boy, Bird.
I will say, sometimes I think that drinking enough, if you drink the different kind of alcohol, it can give you superpowers.
For a short period of time.
For a short burst. Man, one time I scaled the fence at Barry, you would have thought I was an Olympian. I never got that high.
I did say, one time I had just a tad bit much at college. And some guy on a moped was like, it was like 20 of us going back to the dorm. And some guy was riding in between us and making us scatter. And I said, if he do it one more time, I'm going to get him. And I tackled him going about 25 on a moped in the cold. And then I took his moped.
Did you return it back? Did you return it back?
No, I drove to the dorm and parked it.
Wow.
I left the key in it.
Can you close your weather plugs, please?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness. We're like...
Unbelievable. She doesn't like light, guys. She does not like light.
Yeah, so, like, I'm starting to...
Thanks.
Is there something you do at night we should know about?
Asleep.
No, is that when you wake up?
That burns.
She just wants to sit back and listen to Black Sabbath.
That's nice.
You know what?
That's a good time.
I think you thinking it's warmer when you get naked or take off all your clothes is about the equivalent to saying the earth is flat. That's how ridiculous that is.
That's not true.
Yes,
dude. J-Fig, you know I love you, but that might be the most asinine thing I've ever heard you say.
I'm telling you.
Like, I have to use the word asinine. I can't even be like,
wow,
ridiculous.
Never used that vocabulary.
I have to.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
It's gotta.
Yes,
be, it's gotta be like. Yes.
Don't be concerned for me, okay? I'm fine.
No, but here's the deal. Because we care about your well-being, and so we're trying to figure out the circumstances in which you felt that way and make sure you never return to that place again, whether it's mentally, emotionally, spiritually, because, no, that's the facts are not accurate.
What was that guy's name? Was it Jose?
Who's
was
Jose?
It Jack?
Who's Jack?
Jose Cuervo, Jack Daniels.
Yeah, well, who was
no, Moon.
Moon?
Yeah.
It was Moon.
Moon. Yeah. What's his last name? Shine.
He's a star.
Because you know, you up in the woods, you drinking moonshine.
Definitely.
It does create a warm and toasty feeling.
He's right. Because the
I'm
only
feeling
people,
a warm and toasty feeling right now. It's so hot.
The only
in this
people,
room.
The only people that would say stuff like that are like people from Blacksburg.
Yeah, because they've been sipping on
that moonshine yep. all day. No, trust
but
me.
But you can tell when I people know. that make moonshine. Because they don't have no teeth.
And they're dirty. They don't bathe. Like maybe once every 3 weeks.
Wow.
There's a moonshine contest on one of the channels.
Wait. Moonshiners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's
I don't think it's a contest. I think they just do it illegally in the woods and they document them.
No. There's a contest where they rate the different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
didn't know that.
I was not suffering.
It is fun though. Like you go to these places in like Gatlinburg, and like you can just go to the tasting. You'll get toasty just from like the $5 tasting.
By the way.
Huh?
Because it kind of sounds like an intangible.
Oh well. kind of. Mine is one for you, Leroy.
Hey, wait.
Kind
let
of.
Me, let me wait. Let me say this. The reason why I say that,
well,
and I don't. Go 100% because my dad is from the woods in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Yeah, it's not,
and they made some shine too.
It's not. I'll tell you who loves Gatlinburg.
Yeah,
the Cubans.
Shine is better.
The Cubans.
Yes. Oh. Why? This is like a movement, right?
No, I think it's been a thing. I think it's been a thing.
Everybody goes to Tennessee.
It's been a thing.
Really? Yeah.
The Cubans like the mountains.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't like the fact this lady has the same nickname as my sister. And second of all,
I like Nene.
Okay. And second of all, because I almost had to look, I was like, is that my sister? And then,
wait. Oh, hold on. So she is, here's what it says. So she is correct about wearing less clothes. When you wear more clothing, you sweat, which essentially makes you colder. She is correct.
Boom.
Okay. Nene.
Drop it.
Don't talk to her like that.
But if you wear less clothes to start, your ass freezes and you go sleep and you never get up.
I just never have seen a shirtless person climb Everest.
That's a point.
You've seen plenty of people shirtless.
They're all drunk! They're all hammered!
The Bills game?
They're hammered!
Oh, that's who you're going with? The Bills Mafia?
The fat guy shaking his belly? Yeah.
That's a lot of blubber for him to hold
no,
all that stuff.
No, they're all hammered. All of them. They're all holding up an adult beverage.
You know what? Well, Nene's right.
They dove into the snow and everything.
All right, so
also, have you never heard
Nene's
this?
Nene's right.
When I was younger, they told me if you, because I was in Disney and it was cold. And I was between ice cream and hot chocolate. And they said, if you eat the ice cream, your body will be at the same temperature. And then it'll feel like you won't feel that cold.
Then we go to ice cream.
Who told you that?
I don't remember.
Huh?
You know, that's from the cold.
Now she's making crap up.
Man, it's from the cold.
Someone told me that, so I ate ice cream.
All right, we'll take a break.
And I feel great.
We'll take a break. We'll get into a little Dolphins 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is next.
We need to have a sit down.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by your Southern Lexus dealers. The Lexus December to Remember sales event is why you stay on the nice list. Find yours and get offers on select models, but only for a limited time. Now through January 2nd, make it a December to remember. We'll get to this Jimmy Butler shenanigans from last night.
Do you do the naughty list with your kids? Nice list and naughty list?
That's so random.
No,
Toby can't
naughty.
Do naughty lists. He'll be on the naughty list all the time.
That's fair. I would say not so much anymore. I think I'd always just be like,
He's watching.
My wife goes, is that a good decision? And I go, of course not, but they don't care.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to negotiate with a little terrorist.
I think I think it's probably like
lay down the hammer.
I think it would be like Santa. He's watching, so you know that's a move I'll pull. But I've never said like, oh, you're gonna go on the naughty list. I don't think that's ever Here's come out of my mouth.
I don't think I ever heard that in my childhood either.
The problem is, and to be honest with you, is it is you.
What?
You're a bad influence.
What?
You are.
How? Terrible influence. That's not fair, dude. I don't accept that.
Huh?
I don't accept that. I'm a good role model.
Your kid tried to choke you out.
He's gonna try. He's gotta practice.
I'm a father.
There you go. There you go. Like I just
mean, get around
like,
this neck. Like imagine what he could do to an 8-year-old.
Wait, 10 years from now, just go to sleep, daddy. Just go to sleep.
Just want to be able to take care of himself.
All right. See how he puts a twist on it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll allow it.
He enjoys it.
All right. And he hasn't like he tries, but he hasn't.
Has he ever put me to sleep?
No. I know you put me to sleep.
Like, he's put the squeeze on. I'm like, pretty good for a 9-year-old.
Could you imagine what D comes home and you're laying on the floor? She goes, "What's wrong? I put him to sleep, Bobby."
Oh, you mean
put
like when sleep. He's you think when he's like feeling froggy as like a 15-year-old?
Yeah. Shh. Put him to sleep.
We'll see.
Fonz still ain't ready yet.
He's been going
to the gym. I say, you ready for a chance at the title?
Mm-hmm.
He says, not yet.
Well, the Dolphins, they're going to have to we have one of these showdowns of former coaching friends in Mike McDaniel and D'Amico Ryans from their 49ers time. And D'Amico, Houston Texans coach, he said the Dolphins, as we were discussing, because we're a couple of football heads, lot of eye candy.
Eye discipline is key this week. Even though the ball is out, they have a lot of eye candy, as we call it. A lot of eye candy where they present things where a play is going one way and it goes to the other side. So everybody, you just have to maintain your discipline, make sure your eyes are in the proper place with the defensive call, with what we're asking guys to do. If your eyes are right, you have a chance to be right. But if you're seeing too much, then that's where you run into problems. So just ask our guys, see a little, see a lot.
There's that again.
Know what that means?
That was Jimbo. Was Jimbo the one who said that?
Here's the deal. That no matter what you see on the outside, there's always one key that each guy on the field has. So, for example, you want to know which way a play is going? Normally, you follow the guards. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely are you going to pull a guard away from a play. And so the linebackers, you know, kind of focusing on that. What ends up happening is when you see that motion and then you start sliding over to the motion, you think something else, and then that guard gets you. Oof. So that's what he means by that. How it becomes difficult with all the movement and stuff to really focus in on what you should be looking at in the beginning. And that's why teams do that, which is odd. Because there's certain teams that don't motion.
The Dolphins do it all the time.
They do it all the time. They do it too much. They do it to the point where, like, you always wonder if they've been set for a second. It always looks like somebody's moving.
Yep. Here is Tua. He's going to the old QB matchup. He was asked about C.J. Stroud, a young lad. And this is what he had to say about Stroud's career thus far. Here is Tua.
I think he's been playing pretty well. I know there's been some hiccups, but... for the most part, I think he's been able to bounce back. He's been able to, you see the mental fortitude that he takes and brings into his game. I got a lot of respect for his game. I've also been able to talk to him a little bit at the Pro Bowl last year. Very good guy, very humble, very competitive as well. That's what you like to see in a competitor.
Man, did more podcasts during the off season. Than any person I've seen.
C.J. Stroud?
Yeah! Dude, after that rookie year, he's in the All-Star game. Remember that? He was in the celebrity All-Star game.
Everybody was saying he was like,
him
he's
and
the
Micah
toast
Parsons.
Of the town.
Yeah, he was the toast of the town.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll see. This is, like, I think if the Dolphins, this is one of those games. Vegas thinks it's a pretty even game. I mean, if the Dolphins are only 3-point dogs there, they're saying it's pretty even. Pretty even teams. And
I would say this. One of the things that we can all feel confident in right now, I feel I have better faith in their pass rushers versus ours, the outside guys, not the inside guys.
Fair.
I don't know.
Against our backup tackles.
Yeah, but okay. Whatever the reason is, they got two guys who've been causing havoc. I also don't know what our secondary situation is, which is frightening.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey kind of got cooked last week.
Oh, no. Kind of?
Okay, he got cooked. He got cooked!
Dude. That dude was some barbecue ribs.
I mean, everybody has a bad day.
Oh, he's getting tag team. Devontae's
like, hey,
tag me.
Yeah, I got it.
Everybody's got a tough day at the office.
Yeah. He'll bounce back.
Unless you're worried he's getting a little long in the tooth.
Well, but here's the deal. Now, this week you got Nico Collins.
Yeah.
He going to follow Nico around? Because I'm starting to, like, the thing about Nico Collins, he's big. These are big guys that are kind of pushing him. Not Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson's just fast.
Yeah.
But
yeah, because Jalen Ramsey's not small.
Right, he ain't small, but the big guys, big on big, like.
I mean, the value of Jalen Ramsey is you kind of can put him all over the place. You're not going to just stick him in one spot and shut somebody down. Like, he likes being.
He likes being that versatile, but not if you. The Toastmaster General. Like, we don't want to move you around.
You made it seem like he was Eli Apple.
No. No. There is only one Eli Apple. Right? I'm saying he had a bad day. Eli Apple's just bad.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Having flashbacks?
Yeah, he just sucks. But the thing is, like, you do have – this is – this team and this team you're going up against is like, yeah, it's right there with Minnesota for like the most impactful plays the defense makes around the league. Tons of turnovers, tons of sacks, like all the flash stuff.
Right. They're very good defensively. They make plays
all right,
defensively.
They're not good. They're
well,
right.
Here's what I would say. Sometimes the method in which you play defense makes up for the talent that you actually have, right? And so when I'm saying it's a good defense, I mean that you very rarely catch somebody out of position. They very rarely give up big plays. They do a good job of getting after the quarterback. And they do an okay job stopping the run. So they touch them all. You just have to figure out during the course of the game which one you can exploit and how you can exploit it. I would be careful with the short, quick outside passes and the outside runs, because they have two rush-ins who get up the field extremely quick. So if I see a toss, a handoff, a sweep, a quick pass outside that gets batted down, I'm sending out a tweet because I told y'all.
Did you just warn the Dolphins by your sending out a tweet?
Yes.
Because it's such a rare occasion?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Because I'm telling you right now.
That's Zonka-esque.
I'm telling you right now.
Don't say
they
things you can't take.
They are very fast on the outside. So, if you run an outside play and you don't get there and you get tackled 5 yards deep, I told you beforehand, so I'm damn sure they know. And it's just going to, it will piss me off. It will. Because I'm telling everybody right now, I'm telling y'all right now, those two outside guys are going to get up the field. So if you try to throw the quick passes, they might bat them down. If you try to run outside, they're going to be up the field. So the way to combat that is run off tackle.
I think they did just lose their safety to season-ending shoulder surgery. And then don't forget also the Texans, they have the old forearm shiver suspended for this one. This is the first game of his suspension.
Oh, Shaiyer.
I don't think that was a bad play.
No, it wasn't a bad play. It's just his reputation preceded him.
But
they have
you're
a good cornerback.
I always And this is me playing offensive football, right? There are certain guys on the defense that have to play a certain way, right? They have to play physical. They have to play. That's just the game they play.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it regardless, right? And that's just how you do it. And everybody knows that. Like, there used to be, look, we played against Ronnie Lott. Everybody knew.
With the finger, without?
Without. Everybody knew, and this is a fact, there's two things. If you run a pass route up the middle, buckle up, because you're going to get a helmet in your chest. Don't be afraid. Catch the ball. You catch the ball because that's what separates you from the average receiver.
Do you think that Zach Sealer shows up to this game with the cowboy hat?
In Texas?
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on the limb and say yes.
Sheriff.
The other thing is, when you get tackled and there's a pile, wait till Ronnie Lott go over the pile.
Think the guys go out Saturday night? I mean, it is Houston.
No. You know where we went? We used to go when we land, because we used to land. We took off every day at the same time, 1 o'clock. Get down to Houston about maybe 3 or 4, right? Get to the hotel. First thing we do, go to Papa Do's.
I've been to Papa Do's.
Yeah.
When in Dallas, I didn't go to Houston.
Yeah. That's a Texas thing.
Yeah.
Papa Do's. Go to Papa Do's. Some guys went to In-N-Out Burger.
Also good.
No, what's the other one? Not In-N-Out.
No, Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Not as good. Not as good.
I know. Whataburger.
I don't care what you say, Hawk.
You know what? Those are the OGs of the Smash Burger, where they make these little bitty patties and put it on a bun.
Ain't no White Castle.
You would have thought we went. I went to Whataburger.
White Castle is only good at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's all you needed.
I went to Whataburger with Hockman and Crowder when we were in Dallas, and he would have thought he had a religious experience.
Yeah, but like, Hockman's a little kid.
I'm like, what
are you doing? He's also the guy that can't wait for the
McRib.
The McRib. Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
I made, wait. Vlad, I made a real McRib.
Your own?
Ooh, yeah, it's homemade.
Oh no! If you make your own McRib, that's good. You can't make, you can't eat a McRib from. I'm sorry, we love your fries, but your McRibs, man, I don't like it. Fries.
Did you like the McRib when you had it in the bath?
No.
Wasn't me. See, normally she gets mad at me for saying stuff like
what?
That.
I just was asking. It's a very famous picture.
What? Maybe it was a McBird.
I wish it would have been quick by drowning. She plucked me feather by feather.
Take a break. Back after this.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here, 560 WQAM. Fix your camera, Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It is that time of the show where we get to the mixed bag here on the program. The mixed bag is brought to you by Frog Boy's Absence. Where the hell is he all the time? What's he up to?
I don't know.
And
Fibby pads. The cold. Nah, the cold. He had to get indoors.
That's right.
He don't want to turn into one of those, like...
those stoned iguanas?
Yeah, because my dog, it's go time today.
It's fun.
Well, no, but he eats them.
Sonny Buddy would too if I didn't take him out of around.
He got sick.
Yeah, you shouldn't. That's why when you see the foam, you should. You're gonna have to get in there, dude.
No, he bite. Then he'll bite me.
Oh, he won't.
Yes, he will.
He's gonna listen to you. You're the master,
Drake. Dude, the other night we heard a spoon in a bowl. He had the spoon.
You just got to give the dog.
He was trying to get stuff out of the
bowl. Doesn't want to listen to me. All you got to do is just give the tone, and then they do what you want.
That's true.
Sonny Bunny.
No. Keep in mind, he's 6 months.
Now's the time to teach.
Yeah. He bites.
Dre.
He bites.
Yeah, puppies bite.
No. Dude, he's got grown folk teeth.
That ain't no problem.
No.
I'm telling you.
That's when they're at their sharpest. So be careful.
You just said he got baby teeth.
Well, baby teeth are they're like needles.
No. He's got full, like...
You gotta have to teach him, dude. Otherwise, he's gonna get salmonella. Chicken of the trees. I'm not making that up.
Minus one.
Dude, what?
You know they can also get that depending on the type of bowl they eat from?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that till yesterday.
They eat, I don't know, they eat out of a bowl.
Is it a stainless steel bowl?
Yeah.
Well, then you're fine.
There you go. Careful.
And he also
PSA.
He also carries that wherever he goes.
You guys can have a...
He thinks if he puts it down, that means fill it.
But you need to...
He's a terrorist. He is a bully.
You're going to have to corral this.
Look, he eats his food real fast, and then he goes to Luna and Oreo and tries to eat their food.
You're either going to have to get one of those air rifles to put down the iguana, or you're going to have to do catch and release. Like, get it and throw it away.
Or, you think Leroy's going to do that?
No. Or get a shocker.
That's what I did.
Get a shocker.
Yeah, you and Leroy are two different people.
Out.
You guys grow as a tandem. That's how Sonny and Bunny and I's relationship grew, is catching iguanas.
Dude, I don't think you understand these dogs. This is a mean dog.
Let's get into the mixed bag. A person who has not let anybody infringe on their territory is Tua. You guys heard about this Joe Burrow story?
No. Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow got robbed during Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, something's going on.
Yeah, it's become a very common thing.
It's commonplace, especially after a Monday night game. It happened with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce as well. Burrow. Somebody's, it's a ring.
They ain't taking nobody's stuff in Cleveland.
A bling ring?
What, Jameis ain't going to let you take away anything?
Yeah. I mean, he'd give it away.
So, yeah, it was
throwing that football to the other team.
I did feel bad for Joe Burrow because he was sitting here and he goes, you know, he's like, he feels like his privacy was invaded and he doesn't like being a public figure. And he was saying this whole deal. Well, Tua, he's taking matters into his own hands.
I have personal security just because my house had gotten broken into, not necessarily my house, but one of my cars. And so it's a little too close for my comfort with my family being in the house. So we got personal security to take care of all of that when we're on the road. We got someone with my wife, got, you know, someone also at the house, surveying the house. So just to let that be known, they are armed. So I hope if you decide to go to my house, you think twice.
Hey, there you go. That's how you got to talk to folks.
Don't lose.
Like, he did everything but say, if you come to my house,
Hold on. I'm sorry, Leroy. What do you mean by don't lose?
Don't go to his house and lose, dude.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
But no, like, it's a shame that's how you got to do things now.
It is.
It's a shame. But
like, it's like Tua has to protect his family. Like, they're the royal family.
But he put it out there perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
He put it out there perfectly.
I bet you Tua's
he said, look, I have security and they're armed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I bet you two is a mean shot. I bet you take it to the range.
Personal security is not Eichenberg.
Remember old WWE wrestler Haku? If you ever met Haku, he's a Samoan. He's about that life.
Remember Rikishi?
Well, that's like Rikishi's like cousin. You're not messing with Samoans. Dude. They'll hurt you. They'll hurt you, and have fun hurting you.
The most terrifying guy right now on my social media is David Tua, the former heavyweight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of like what Shannon Briggs used to do on, but like he doesn't, you know, do the Let's Go Champ thing. He just lifts really heavy weight and punches rocks, you know, like
fun.
Yeah, just for fun. And he's got calves the size of
Can we back this up?
His calves are ridiculous.
What? We got a picture?
David Tua?
Why are we punching rocks?
It was like, it wasn't a rock, but it was like, it was
a boulder.
It was like the craziest. He made up his own double end bag, and it looked like it was made of a boulder and like duct tape. It was like, I was like, what the, this guy is, and he was doing it in flip-flops too, which was great. I'll find it for you.
Is that why you wear flip-flops?
No, I do flip-flops just because I like it. Mm. I don't like shoes.
Boots
on the ground tonight, though.
Yeah, that's how you can tell he's going to the game.
I don't
wear flip-flops in public. What is that, a rock?
That's a rock.
And that's what he's working out with, huh?
Yep.
You don't have a weight room there, Tua?
I think he does, but he didn't feel
this
like
this is better.
What?
Meanest left hook in the game, dude.
He looked like he just in his backyard.
Yeah. You can't trust somebody that make up their own homemade equipment.
Like Rocky in Russia.
Yeah.
Just running with the wood on his neck.
And he's just doing, I think he's in New Zealand. I think is where he's at. But yeah, he's a I was always wondering. I was like, is this, because I know like Tua said, oh, I boxed as a kid. I don't know if his dad was a fan of boxing. I was like, he named after David Tua? That is Tua Man. That was his thing. You know, he goes by Tua Man? Mm-hmm. I always wondered that. Anyway. Another man's man, Zach Sealer. A lot of Pro Bowl buzz for the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. And Zach Sealer said it would be a huge honor if he made it.
Oh, it would be everything to me just to be able to come from where I came from and just from walked on D2, cut twice NFL to have even a chance of making it is just an incredible journey and makes me emotional because, you know, coming from where I came from in high school, I mean, I was always told you'll never play in college, let alone in the NFL. And I think it's a cool story, and I love to share that and talk to kids and families and schools or whoever asks about that, and especially being from a small school in the middle of nowhere. Not a lot of scouts or people kind of came by that area, so it's pretty special and be something cool.
He posted yesterday his RV because it was the 5-year anniversary of him getting cut by Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
Wait, was that Leroy playing with the coin again?
Yeah.
I just thought I just got a Cash App.
Nope. Nope, he's just a child.
So, I would say this. It's going to take more than a court if he make that Pro Bowl.
What do you mean?
Re-up.
Oh, yeah. Sweet, a little sweetener.
Yeah. Well, you already get a bump.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all included in your contract. That's an incentive.
They add that stuff in your contract, and usually certain accomplishments you get, it accelerates next year. So say if you get a $100,000 bonus for making the Pro Bowl, then it accelerates your contract $100,000 next year.
He gets whatever he wants.
But yeah.
He's the best.
I just think that he is gonna be the recipient of what went wrong with
Christian.
Yeah. And he's gonna be able to make some good money. And I think this offseason they're going to cut the fat. They have to. You have to. You got a lot of guys making a lot of money that ain't playing. And you just can't. If you're going to move forward and you're going to get younger and you're going to get more athletic and you're going to have to build a team that can last. Like, you're going to have a consistent team where 75 to 80% of your guys are there for 4 or 5 years. And right now, you don't have a team that's even close to that.
Jaylen Waddle.
He'll be here.
Star receiver. He will be here. He knows, Finns, they got to win it all. Win all their games to get in.
Yeah, man. It's must win. We definitely got to win out. Maybe, you know, want to make that chance to play in the playoffs. Every game is important. Every game we need. And, man, it's fun, man. It's a fun experience, man, especially with this team, with these guys. So, it's fun.
Wasn't fun about a month and a half ago.
Yeah, it wasn't fun 2 weeks ago.
I would say, you know what, though? Here's the thing that sucks about sports in general. For the last month, they've played pretty good offensive football. And even though you didn't win all those games, you feel good about where you are, even though your record might not reflect that. And so I think on the offensive side of the ball, there's a lot of positivity simply because they are looking closer to what they thought they were going to be at the beginning of the season. Now, it's a little different because who would ever told you that they would not be able to run the ball a lick at this point in the season, right?
Crazy.
Right.
Steve Kerr, last night his Golden State Warriors were bounced from the cup. He was pissed. Loose ball foul late. Gives the Rockets the game-winning free throws. Steve Kerr got turned into a meme. He was like, and this is him after the game.
80 feet from the basket with the game on the line. I've never seen that. Never seen it in the NBA. That is unconscionable. I don't even understand what
big word for me, dog.
Just happened. You know, loose ball, diving on the floor, 80 feet from the basket, And you're going to give a guy two free throws to decide the game when people are scrambling for the ball. Just give them a timeout. Give them a timeout and let the players decide the game. That's how you officiate.
Wow. He's mad.
I mean, that's a gold medalist head coach she's talking there, man.
Sure is. Not happy.
That was a horrible call, by the way.
It was. Like everybody had to stop the game and look back. Right. Where?
Did you see Steve Kerr's call for the, because their court is really red and all of their seats are really red. And he said, it feels like I'm descending upon hell. I hope that's a real quote. I hope that's not sentled. Everybody's getting the NBA sentled these days.
You see, they're falling for it.
You see the latest one that they tweeted out that people fell for?
No.
I think they said that one of the Lakers teammates put a Shanghai Sharks jersey in Bronny's locker. That was a great sentil. Take it over. One more. Trae Young. He still owns the Knicks. He doesn't do much, but he owns the Knicks. And he likes to mess with them. This is him on his relationship with the Knicks fan.
Speaking of the fourth quarter, we saw you do some skipping. Good form. How would you describe your relationship with the New York fans?
Oh, it's a love-hate relationship. I mean, I got a lot of love and a lot of hate, I guess, from them. But I got a lot of love from them, too. So it's respect.
Wow. You feel respected, Vlad?
Listen, man, we making it our case to say F you, then we respect you. Clearly, you did something that earned our ire. You know what I mean? So obviously we respect you. You're now in the likes of Reggie. You know, Jordan is Jordan, but yeah, now you're in the likes of Reggie. Everybody has a killer. Every team has a guy that just infuriates you. Like Boston's killer is Jimmy, right? The Celtics killer is Jimmy. The Heat's killer is Derek White. Everybody has a killer. Andrew Toney used to be the Boston Strangler. Yeah, it happens. Trae Young's the New York Knicks mask, you know.
Tyreek Hill, he tweeted out this hour, I need to go watch the Heat play.
He needs to go watch the Heat play?
That's what he said. So Cheetah just tweeted.
So basically he wants tickets for tonight's game against the Raptors.
Yeah, sounds like what
that's
he wants.
That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like we're going to see Cheetah courtside tonight.
That's basically what he said. He just wants tickets.
Fair play. He can go courtside tonight, right?
But
there's a game week. What do you think? Thursday, you got practice tomorrow.
It's tonight, dude.
Yeah, he can go, right?
Like what?
Nothing wrong with that.
He can go, but as long as he's not going other places afterwards.
Oh.
Like he going to get a suite so he could bring all his kids?
Oh, come on. I was on call for
you had to go there.
I'm just saying. Point for
the lead. Got his own starting five.
I'm just saying, he's not going to go to the game by himself.
He has a whole team.
He's not going to go to the game by himself.
He has a six-man.
Should bring Tua.
Yeah, but they all short, right?
Nah, Tua can't go there.
Why can't Tua go?
All right, let me ask you this right now.
Hmm?
You want to see Tua shoot a basketball, don't you?
Nah, I don't really.
I bet you Tua can shoot because he got to have good touch to throw some of the passes he has, and basketball is about touch.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Yeah, you almost broke the backboard when you shot your free throw.
At least I made the shot.
Okay, true. Okay, true. True.
You needed that warm-up. True. You were like Shaq. We'll take a break. Speaking of the Heat, Shams Charania.
Yeah, baby.
Versus Jimmy Butler's agent.
Shams bombs.
A beef. And Shams has doubled down. Take a break. Back after this.